How are you doing, Miss Nassim? Sorry for the late response. Yes, you mentioned several things. You talked about some of your experiences, and which I like very much. Sorry. So I took some notes. I decided to talk about them. The first thing that you mentioned, just like me, was tablet. So you said that you had your tablet. You thought that okay, I have the tablet. I will do a lot of different things with it. And you would read lots of books and different stuff. So yes, that's right. We sometimes look at the products around us, and when we think, okay, if I have that product, if I have that material, I'll be able to do that and that. Of course, that's not truth. That's not the truth, because we are not listening to our heart. We are making decision with our head and with the thing that we are seeing. We see things, we get deceived by the media, by the sale person. So they just show us the way that we want. So they say, oh, don't worry, if you buy this tablet, graphic tablet, you will be able to draw amazing art. You will be able to practice every day because you don't need paper and different stuffs. Yes, so they usually have these advertisements, so that's why we think, okay, I need that. I don't want to practice on paper, so let's do that, let's try that. And then after we buy it, we feel okay, there's no difference from the past. Okay, this is exactly like the past, or even worse. I wasted my money for nothing. So yeah, external motivation, which is terrible, terrible, terrible. And you said that you had those 2 month period, and a great luxury for you, at least. You said that okay, after 2 months, you felt okay. I'm not so motivated to read books and different stuff. But after 3 days, I felt the same. So I was a big failure, and that graphic tablet was a big failure for me. So I felt so, so hard. Yes, that's right. And you mentioned your bullet journal, and I know the importance of journal. Yes, of course. And you talk about the different stuffs, how you write them. And of course, I read your topics about bullet journal. And I think that, yes, journals are amazing. We can have different journals for different results. I have a journal for writing. I have a journal to write about the things that I like to do. I don't like to write my goals that much, but I like to write the ideas that comes to my mind, because I know that in the future, if I don't write it, I'll forget it. But usually, because I don't have much of a goals, I don't feel like, okay, this year I have 10 goals to achieve. No, I'm not that kind of guy. I only have one or two goals. For example, for this year, I decided to just improve my speaking and make it better. So this is the first one, and of course, I made it more detailed. It's not just I want to improve my speaking. No, of course not. It's not that. I wrote it down. I wrote my ideas on my journal. I know what I'm doing. And of course, another one is to go back and come back to the gym, and of course, build some muscles and be more involved with the environment, and of course, make more money. Somehow it's about business and of course my body, because I love my body more than anything else. So yes, and that's why I usually talk about body a lot. I say that if we engage our body, we will be able to learn a lot of different things. So yes, that's right. So thank you so much. That was great opinion of yours, and I really, really enjoyed it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your comments in my Less Sucks and about my Less Sucks. I hope you continue and share your ideas with me. Thank you so much, and see ya.